Welcome to Champion Circle Podcast.
We have a mandate to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ because your life matters to God.
Grab a Bible and get set to receive a personal word from the Lord as you listen to this timely and spirit-filled message. Here is today's message.
Please understand that as a people of God, dominion in life is our heritage in redemption. Somebody getting it? Dominion in life is our heritage in redemption. That is what has been packaged for you and I. But for you and I to enjoy same, we must be rightly positioned. Praise the Lord. No child of God is ordained to be under or in the grave. As long as you're alive, no child of God is ordained to be under. It said, and ye shall be above only. By the force of the anointing this morning, somebody will enjoy supernatural relocation. But you and I need to be rightly positioned or aligned to take our respective places in God. You know, in Psalm 16 verse 11, Bible said, thou will show me the path of life. In thy presence is what? Fullness of joy. But joy will not come until you follow the path that he has shown you. Reason why covenant highways is a requirement for enjoyment this season. Praise the Lord. The path of life are the covenant highways of life. And as we begin to walk therein, there will be above only and not beneath. This season, somebody, you and I, as the Lord lives, will walk upon those highways. I said, we'll walk upon those highways. You know, in I think Habakkuk 3:17-19, Bible says, though the olive tree may not blossom, things may not work the way it should. Yeah, but those who understand the highways of life, in the midst of crisis, they will still be giving me praise. And I will cause them to do what? To walk upon their what? Praise the Lord. Somebody will walk there this season. Now, one of those pathways or the highways of the covenant through which we can enjoy dominion this season is the highway of prayer and fasting. Praise the Lord. The highway of what? Prayer and fasting. And that we have started. But we need to understand how to walk on that platform so that the privileges and the benefits rooted inside of it, we can enjoy. And so that it won't just be an effort in futility. Somebody will now come and say, I fasted this the 21 days. I don't see anything. That won't be our testimony. Somebody will enjoy an encounter. Now, you are here this morning. Just like the testimony we had this morning. Somebody has been monitoring your destiny for evil. Before this January is over, their part under the heart, they will go there. Amen. Every evil bed around anyone's life is dropping dead now. In the name of Jesus Christ. So amongst other things that prayer and fasting does are the following. You know, last week, we discovered that prayer and fasting is the platform for empowerment. Why? Because we need power to enjoy dominion. Look at that lady that shared that testimony. Without power coming into play, evil bed will monitor her for the rest of her life. And she said for almost 20-something years, she has been on that for 27. Until power will break loose on the behalf of somebody here this morning. And every devil around your life, they will bow. Some will be swallowed up in the name of the Lord. Also, last week we saw that prayer and fasting is a platform for what? For vengeance. For you and I to enjoy dominion, God must fight our battle. Why? Because the people we are fighting with, they are stronger than us. Praise the Lord. They are stronger. But one with God is what? Majority. Reason why we need to align this season so that what heaven have in store can begin to see the light of the day. Vengeance is possible where power is available. This is why fasting and prayer are a requirement. Praise the Lord. But briefly this morning, we want to see What is it that prayer and fasting has got in store for you and I, through which when we engage, we can enjoy dominion? Praise the Lord. You know, Bible speaking, I think, in 1 Timothy chapter 3, saying, in the last days, perilous time shall come. Then also we are made to understand that in the last days, knowledge will what? Shall increase. Praise the Lord. And the last days are the days of prayer and fasting. Praise God. That shows this season, when we begin to engage in prayer and fasting, knowledge increases in the kingdom via revelation. What you don't know before, Holy Ghost will just open you up and you begin to have access to strange dimensions of visitations. That shall be our experience. Somebody after this meeting will return and say, I see. That shows you have been blind before. That shows one has been blind before. Praise the Lord. Moment you say, I see, then you should know that light has broken forth. Then liberty is in view. Praise the Lord. So this morning we will see how prayer and fasting enhances the outbreak of revelation. And when we talk about revelation, we are talking about what? We are talking about light. We are talking about access to strange depths that will reposition us on the platform to begin to enjoy what heaven has in store for us. You know why? The more your light, the more your speed. The more your impact. Praise the Lord. And we need this revelation. For what? For speed and dominion. These last days are the days of outbreak of revelation. But the kind of revelation you and I need to propel our destiny and reposition us is what? Is facilitated by prayer and fasting. Praise the Lord. Let's quickly see Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33 to 34. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, hear the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. God will be your God, and you will be his person, in the name of the Lord. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me. This season, we will all know God. Do you know what it means to know God? We will all encounter. Because anyone encounter never will know season. In the name of the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto who? Unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sins no more. Praise the Lord. Now, for some people, what has been blocking your access to revelation is the mindset of, I have sinned unto God, even after he has forgiven you. Some are still allowing guilt of the past to still hunt them down. Such can't gain access to revelation because you have not embraced the work that heaven has done. Praise the Lord. Don't remind God what he has forgotten. Now, I was telling somebody, I said, there are two platforms of forgiveness. When God forgives you, forgive yourself. There are many people in the kingdom, God has forgiven them, but they have not forgiven themselves. You enjoy salvation after God has forgiven you, you yourself, forgiving and forgetting. Praise the Lord. So God is saying, in these last days, there shall be what? Outbreak of revelation. And this we can connect with by reason of prayer and fasting. And this is not going to be limited to pastors alone. He said every one of them will have such encounter. Praise the Lord. Do you know that if everyone here all of a sudden contacts a light, this wall will break. Praise the Lord. Because this place will not be able to contain us. Because you must manifest. I must manifest. And I pray that in all this time, this place will not be able to contain us. By reason of light, we'll be walking with. In the name of the Lord. You see in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6 and 8 to 14, how we connect with light via fasting, via prayer and fasting. Isaiah 58 verse 6 says, is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of the wicked, to undo the heavy burden and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Now that tells us what fasting is capable of doing. But it will not happen until something happens. Is somebody getting it? This is what fasting, your fasting and prayer, have in store for you. That in the season of fasting and prayer, you are meant to enjoy what? Release and deliverance from the hand of the wicked. So if you are here now, and what you are going through is initiated by any wicked being, today marks your day of release. That during fasting, every burden upon anyone's destiny are meant to be undone. And you have come to a God, the Lord, that God in the midst of you is mighty. He will what? He will undo. But for you to connect with the undoing ability of God, something must happen. And to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. That is why you have question mark there. But let's go to verse 8. Praise the Lord. Then shall what? Shall thy life break forth as the morning. What will happen to your health? And thine health shall spring forth speedily. And thy righteousness shall go before thee. That was in the season of prayer and fasting. One thing that create platform for the visitation from on high is light. In the period of fasting, you may not need to pray for any other thing. Pray for light. The reason we pray which day, that God, show me what is doing me. Because where you are looking may not be where it is coming from. Isaiah was looking outside. God is saying, it's in your mouth. Jacob was running around. God is saying, no, it's in your name. So until these things are changed, your life cannot change. And those are light. When Isaiah encountered God, he saw light. And the light revealed his tongue to him. When Jacob encountered God, he encountered light. And light revealed that your problem is in your name. Same thing with Abraham. I pray this morning that somebody will encounter light. And whatever has held you bound will be revealed to you. In the name of Jesus. Now, the essence of light, which is revelation, is that when, what happens when one's eyes opens through revelation or insight, motivated by prayer and fasting, is that you begin to see things the way God sees them. Praise the Lord. And you will always also know your right in redemption. It's not everybody that is in church that knows his or her right in redemption. It's not everybody. It's not everybody in church that knows those things that have been freely given to them. It's not everybody. But after this meeting, our eyes will open and we'll begin to see. Now look at verse 9. Then shall thou call. When will you call? When you have seen light. When light has broken forth. Then you cannot say, oh, so this is the situation. Then you now know the right prayer to pray. Praise the Lord. Then shall thou call. And what will happen? God will answer because you are praying with what? With light. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. God will hear somebody's cry this season. In the name of Jesus. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and speaking of vanity. You can see now, when you don't believe the word of God, whatever you speak is vanity. Because it's not in accordance with the word. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity. Praise the Lord. Light will open your eyes to the import of giving in the season of prayer and fasting. And when you now connect with that particular area, you discover that you that have been in crisis, strange door will just open. Strange door will open for somebody here. In the name of the Lord. Look at it. Look at verse 11. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought. These are what follows light. No one here will walk amiss this season. You will not go to where God will not lead you to. In the name of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 14 to 17. Talking about God leading you and teaching you. Praise the Lord. And when this happens, we discover that what we call lack will become platform for abundance. Somebody's story will change. Now, I want us to go to verse 13 and quickly see something there. We will read two versions so that we understand this place. Because many are times when we come to church on Sunday, we treat the Sabbath anyhow, the way we like it. Praise God. God desires honor. Let's see verse 13. Verse 13, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, and doing thy own ways, nor finding thy own pleasure, nor speaking thy own words, then shall thou delight. Let's see the amplified version of this message. Verse 13 and 14. Praise the Lord. Look, if you turn away your foot from traveling unduly on Sunday, from doing your own pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a spiritual delight, the holy day of the Lord, honorable, and honor him and heed, not going your own way or seeking or finding your own pleasure or speaking with your own words, then verse 14 will happen. But let's see the message of this so we move forward. If you watch your steps on Sunday or Sabbath and don't use my holy day for personal advantage, if you treat the Sabbath as a day of joy, God's holy day as a celebration, if you honor it by refusing business as usual, making money, running here and there, then let's look at verse 14, what will happen? Message. Then you will be free to enjoy God. That shows at times we can put ourselves in bondage by the way the day of the Lord. Not reverencing him, not honoring him, not showing happiness, not rejoicing when we come to the house of God. Our freedom is rooted in the way we handle the things of God. Then you will be free. That shows freedom wasn't in view before because of our attitude and disposition to the things of God, the way we handle the holy day. See, then you will be what? To enjoy God. Somebody will be free to enjoy God here. Is our Father. I said you will be free to enjoy God. I will be free to enjoy God in the name of the Lord. Now, because of all of this blessing, you cannot see why the enemy is fighting to block the heights of understandings of believers. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, Bible says, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not. God will cause one not to believe prophetic word so as to blind your access to what God has in store for you. Devil knew that if you can have access to revelation, if you can say, I see, if your light can burst forth, then you will be free from his shackles. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2. Bible says, arise, shine. What happened? For your light is come. That's just until light comes, one remains in bondage. And the glory of God is risen upon thee. For behold, what? Darkness shall cover the heart and gross darkness cover every other person. But because you have seen light, you will enjoy exemption. I said you will enjoy exemption in the name of the Lord. After this meeting, somebody's eyes of understanding will open. Somebody will gain access into unusual revelations that will reposition your destiny in the name of the Lord. One other thing that prayer and fasting makes available, just as scriptures already spoken beforehand, is that in the last days, we are made to understand that the last days are days of manifold wisdom of God. Manifold wisdom of God. Papa said to us during pastor's meeting, look at, in an economy where everything is failing, do you know that the only people that are building structures are the believers? Maybe you don't understand. In an economy where things are failing, ark is going. One is going in Port Harcourt. One is going in Wari. And if you look at the amount of investment connected to these projects, even the budget of Nigeria can't accommodate it. in an economy. Papa said this boils down to the fact that we are not running by this Nigerian economy. We are running kingdom economy. And that comes by the platform of wisdom. Why? Because in this class, power will soon change hands. There shall be massive wealth transfer of wealth. 4 days ago, a prophet, one of God's sons, is a young man, and he just woke up and said, God just told him, there's a particular cryptocurrency. Now God said, between now, and he gave timeline, that something will happen. And he was telling believers, oh yeah, now go and trust in the sequel. There are platforms for empowering the church, sir. And I was asking one engineer that, I said, what happened? People within 1 week are becoming multi-billionaires. The wisdom of God can make things happen within a space of seconds. Praise the Lord. This wisdom will begin to speak in our lives. I said, this wisdom will begin to speak in our lives. So this thing that we talk about is from above. And that wisdom is facilitated by prayer and fasting. Now, a time will come, and it's already happening. You discover that going to school, to university, may not necessarily make sense. Because these days, you may need to go to university. But I'm not saying you shouldn't go to university. To go to university, you will go to university. I was in a young boy. Suddenly, even employing graduates now, he's not up to 18. He's not up to 18. He was there yesterday, but he had to go through trainings. Now he's developing, you know, different kinds of is a high tech stuff developing for countries not in Nigeria. They will come to Nigeria to carry him to Italy, to Dubai, a 70-year-old boy. He has not gained admission to university. He said, all my friends are in the university, but here now, to God be the glory. Okay. Please go to school. Do what? Go to school. Now, you can pray for strange dimension of wisdom. When this wisdom come, I am telling you, if this wisdom come, you know, wisdom has plenty products. But the boy will still go to school. But you will go to school with rest of mind, with peace. And many of those who are ruling the world economy now, many of them are not in schools. They are not in schools. But if man can begin to produce results, how much more when the mind of Christ is imparted into us? What is making things work here is wisdom. In Canaan land, is wisdom. Because you can't explain how things happen. At some point, I sat and I was now wondering, is it that we have money-producing machine in Canaan land? You get my point? Because things are just working in the midst of this economy. Praise the Lord. Papa said, in these last days, and he's just speaking the scriptures to us, that the last days are the days of manifold wisdom of God. But this wisdom is facilitated by what? By prayer and fasting. Praise the Lord. Now, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15, an account that the long-suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ, I mean, his salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, according to wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. If you look at the life of Paul the apostle, was he around when Moses was around? He wasn't around when Jesus was around. But there was nothing that happened before he was born that he wasn't granted access to. Even not all, he was the number one the apostle, but yet he came late. So where you are now is not an issue. Just connect with this wisdom. And grace to overtake those that have gone ahead will be released upon you. Bible says wisdom makes the face of a man to shine. That's just by this wisdom, no one here will see shame. I said, no one here will see shame again. Do you know that when wisdom is in place, you will be able to talk? You can't talk because there's no wisdom. But beginning from now, by the anointing, grace for dimension of wisdom will be imparted into us. In the mighty name of the Lord. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27. Talking about Paul now. The Bible says, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst. Then look at the next line. In fasting, how? Often. In cold and in nakedness. Now, if you look at all of these things we mentioned, these are the prices he paid to connect with that strange dimension of wisdom. Is somebody getting it now? That's just wisdom. It's not cheap. But yet, it's freely given. That's just, there are prices you and I, we must pay. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, you should do what? Let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally. And upbraideth not, it shall be given him. I pray this morning that as the oil comes on your head, and as you desire this wisdom, there shall be strange deposit upon your life. That men will travel to come and see you. That young boy was talking yesterday. I was just looking. Praise the Lord. He said they will call him from the U.S. They will call him from... How did he... He started by going for coding classes. All those coding... And perhaps something just happened around him. And heaven was let loose. Praise the Lord. A whole company that has been in existence before he was born was making contracts with him. He designed a blockchain store for them. Who tells you that your story is closed? No. Nobody can write off a believer as long as he's still alive. And as long as he's connected. Praise the Lord. Why? Because beginning from now, there shall be strange deposits of the wisdom from on high. In your business, you begin to exhibit this wisdom. Wherever you find yourself in your home, you will exhibit this wisdom. Every pressure from hell will be swallowed up by the wisdom of God. Why? Because as believers, we make our world fear by wisdom. By wisdom. Praise the Lord. Let's see Daniel chapter 5, verse 11. There is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him. Whom the king, Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, thy father. Can you see the emphasis? They were just messing the boy. Your father, I mean your father, even bowed to him. A strange boy, a slave. Your father, the king, I mean your father, in case you don't understand, bow to him. Why? By the reason of the manifestation of that grace upon his life. I said, thy father made him master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. Praise the Lord. Somebody's status will change here. Tell your neighbor, don't look at me with the eyes of yesterday. Because I'm receiving afresh now. Fresh deposit of the wisdom of God. And it won't be long. You begin to see results. In the name of the Lord. I pray that wisdom will distinguish somebody here. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Daniel chapter 11, chapter 10, verse 1 to 12. But we just do a bridge. In the third year of Cyrus, the king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was what? Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long. Now, that is why we are talking about this wisdom. This is what is happening this end time. Daniel already saw it. Praise the Lord. And that is the operation of the words of wisdom. It doesn't speak in the past. It speaks present and the future. Praise the Lord. Said, that thing, he said, understood the thing and had understanding of vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3-4 weeks. Now, you can now see how Daniel connected with that strange deposit of the wisdom of God. He said he was mourning. How many weeks? 3 weeks. This fasting is for how many weeks? It's 3 weeks. That is 21 days. When you hear a servant of God say, I am mourning, what he says is that I am fasting. That shows he was connected. It's a pathway. It's one of the covenant pathways. It's not about this January alone. From February, you still need to fast so that you can be fast in life. Is somebody getting it? These 21 days will not suffice for everything. It's just to create the platform for us. In your own little way, you still need to. Because Paul said in fasting huffles, you make your choice.
Praise the Lord.
So we saw how Daniel entered into that realm. Look at verse 8 to 12. Therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision. God opened his eyes. Somebody will see vision. He said, and there remained no strength in me. That shows it is not your strength that is required. It is the strength of God. Somebody will connect with God's ability this season. In the mighty name of the Lord. Praise God. Verse 11. And he said unto me, Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee I am now sent. And when he had spoken his word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from this first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard. The implication is that your 21 day of prayer and fasting won't be an effort in futility. Said from the first day, because he had good motive, good intention. He said from that first day, God has begun to hear him. This season, God will hear you. God will hear me in the name of the Lord. James 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men how? Liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But if you are asking, so perhaps somebody here desires wisdom. Praise the Lord. You desire fresh baptism, fresh deposit of the wisdom from on high. It's not out of place to ask, but your asking must be well guided. Let's see verse 6 and 7. But let him ask how? In faith, with no what? No doubting. For he who doubts is like what? Driven and tossed by the wind. Now, please let me say this. You are praying and you are fasting. If you know inside you that you know that God will not hear you, go and start eating. Because it's a waste of time. It's an aberration for you to pray and not believe that God will answer. Then why have you come to pray? Hebrews 11:6. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because those who don't please God can't receive answer from you. For he that comes to God exists, and that he has capacity to answer me, that is the reward. The reward for seeking God with faith, is this. Diligently seeking him is in the place of prayer and fasting. So the reward for seeking God diligently is answers to prayers. But it must come on the platform of faith. Praise the Lord. Now, there is no impossibility in God. Like we used to say, what God cannot do, including your thing. Come with boldness. Praise the Lord. Let's quickly see one or two profitable approaches to fasting. And we have started mentioning them anyway. For my fast prayer and fasting this season to receive answer, heaven's attention, how should I do it? What must I do? We mentioned some last Sunday, beginning with, creating the platform for returning to God. Getting your errors sorted out by reason of repentance and receiving forgiveness. That is what creates platform for heaven to listen to us. But this morning, let's quickly see maybe one or two. Number one, come thanking God and worshiping him. How do we should come? How? Thanking him. What? Praising him and worshiping him. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with what? With praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. No matter how pressured you may be, don't come before him mourning. Praise the Lord. To access that gate, you must begin with what? Thanksgiving. Father, thank you. Even, what's his name? Jehoshaphat, in the midst of his fears, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, he knew they are about to die. But in the midst of that pressure, he still come before God and said, God, you are our God now. That is extolling God, worshiping him. You are our God. But all the battle we won the last time, you are the one who did it. See now. Oh, our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither do we know what to do. But our eyes are upon you. This is a God, Abba. from Egypt. You know, that was what they did initially, that God made God to kill them. Praise the Lord. They murmur. Let your pain drive you before your Father. And if you must access him with honor. The Lord. We must come thanking God. Enter into his gate with what? With thanksgiving. And into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him. Praise the Lord. Even Jesus taught his disciples in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6 to 9. Said, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father this way. My Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. That shall be our testimony. Our Father, which art in heaven. And if you are coming, you must come as if you are, as you are coming to your Father. Praise the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven. See, hallowed be thy name. I honor your name. I respect your name. Even though what you are going through may not be pleasant, but don't allow the enemy. You see, those are the strategies of the enemy. They will make you to elevate your pain more than God's ability. Somebody's story is changing. You don't bump in on God, but you come honoring him, reverencing him. And these are very, very vital. This season, our prayers will be heard. Number two, engage the force of faith. We all know this one. This is a faith commission. Even outside of that, Bible made us understand that nobody gets anything from him without faith. We read that in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Engage the force of faith. It is faith-filled prayer that guarantees answer. Praise the Lord. You are praying to him because you believe he will answer you. Jesus himself tested some people. He said, you blind, two blind men. Okay, now, do you believe I can even do what you are asking? They said, we know now. That's why we have come. But for some people, they said, we are not really sure. But some people say you can heal people. Praise the Lord. You know, it will be stupid in quote. Forget that language. That is the way it is. That you will come to God without expecting him to rescue you. Then why did you come? You come to the house of your Father. You are not expecting a visitation, but yet you come. Don't be a part of the crowd this season. I see heaven visiting you. I say, I see heaven visiting us in the name of the Lord. Please, answers to prayers are guaranteed where faith is involved. Answers to prayers are guaranteed where and when faith is involved. Praise the Lord. In Matthew 21, 21 to 22, Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to this fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. That shows somebody will leave this place and begin to speak to those mountains. And when you speak, they will listen to you. Papa said, God can do all things. And all things that God can do, faith can do also. Because with God, nothing shall be impossible. But if you have faith, all things are possible. Praise the Lord. That shows God's ability is equal to faith's ability. But that faith must be rooted in God for his ability to be made manifest on your behalf. Who had believed our report? Isaiah 53 verse 1. To whom is the hand of the Lord revealed? Somebody will see the hand of God this season in the name of the Lord. So also in Matthew chapter 17 verse 20 to 21. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. At times we are limited because we are not adding fasting to our prayers. Praise the Lord. But this month, as we embark and engage on these 21 days of prayer and fasting, things will begin to answer for us. Doors will begin to open on their own accord. Our lives will begin to experience the change we have long waited for. In the name of the Lord. But if you are coming to God, we must come boldly and not beggarly. Praise the Lord. We must come how? Boldly. I'm not. If you have a son or a daughter that is so dear to you, and every time that baby or girl becomes a place now, you too, you will be irritated. Talk straight. What is all that? That a place now. I've been begging you this morning. Abba. You will Abba with belt. Praise the Lord. We must come boldly and not beggarly. You know, when you come boldly to God, you before you even go there, you have an assurance. That is where the boldness lies. Praise the Lord. The assurance that you can do it. And now, there are things that could impact on your boldness. Praise the Lord. When you have unconfessed sin, unconfessed error, even the moment you enter the place of prayer, is the devil that will remind you. Do you know that you abuse that conductor before you step down to church? You know, he will always look for occasion. So that is why if you are coming, come. But there is this saying in law that he must come, he who will come to equity must come with what? Clean hands. So if you want to access his presence, be sure you are clean. Praise the Lord. Settle it with him and create the platform so that every form of inhibition can be, you know, taken off the way. Praise the Lord. We must come boldly. Hebrews 11:6. Bible says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may what? Obtain mercy and find grace for help in times of need. We will share our testimonies this season in the name of the Lord. But here, Proverbs chapter 28 verse 1. Bible says, the wicked flee when no man what? Pursue it. But the righteous are what? As bold as a lion. If you know that there is nothing around you to hold you back, you walk with. Praise the Lord. Have you seen some guys running? And you're asking them, what is it that are pursuing you? What is it that is pursuing you? Now, maybe it has happened to some of us while we are growing up. Maybe you go to the kitchen and you pick, you know, one small meat. Hallelujah. When you pick that small meat, as you are coming out of the chicken, you know, kitchen, the meat is in your mouth, you know. Mommy, welcome. And you came out. As you are coming out, mommy is entering kitchen. What will you be thinking? Yeah. And maybe mommy entered kitchen. She hasn't even opened the pot. She now said, Tola. You know, Tola just came from the kitchen with meat in his mouth. Tola, I will run. You know, you are thinking perhaps she has sinned. Whereas she hasn't sinned. That is the case of a wicked man, a sinner. Even when nobody is pursuing, you keep running. Somebody a shop to, you know, maybe around 8th Avenue to steal. You are seeing all of a sudden you saw police truck coming. You say, have they found out? You will be jumping first here and there. Praise the Lord. So that is the case. Devil has a way of holding people captive, hostage. But when you discover that this is the platform through which the enemy rubbishes your prayer, you clear it before you access God's presence. And boldness will be in place. But let me say this. Don't pray prayers that will not carry along kingdom advancement in it. Praise the Lord. You don't need to be selfish in the place of prayer. It's not as if you don't have needs. But be sure there is something inside your prayer that will advance the cause of God. You know the reason why God killed the rich fool? Even though it was God who blessed him. But when he was apportioning the blessing, nothing goes to God. I will break this place down. I have made enough money now. I will build a mansion. Is there anything bad in that? God wants us to enjoy life. Or you don't know. Tell your neighbor, me, I will enjoy life in God. I will enjoy life. Good thing is good. Praise the Lord. Is it not good? How many of you desire to always follow those trucks from here to Lagos? You don't want to fly by here? Okay, praise the Lord. This season, somebody's status will change. But we must carry God along. How do you carry God along? You involve him. Praise the Lord. You pray for your pastor. I don't know how many people even prayed for me here. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, Abba. Do you know? Now your own you know. Praise the Lord. Now your own you know. Praise God. And that is the platform. If you are coming to church and you are not getting blessed, let me tell you, perhaps you are not praying for your pastor. That is the truth. Because somebody that will be a blessing to you, there must be a connection. There must be a connection. This season, God will help us. In the name of the Lord. Shall we rise on our feet? Is somebody blessed here this morning? Shout hallelujah! At last, after me, at last! My grave is opened. I am beginning to walk upon the covenant highways of life. In the name of the Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Champion Circle Podcast.
If this message has blessed you and you would like more information about Champion Circle, please visit us at championcircleblogspot.com.
Make sure to subscribe, follow, review, comment, listen, download, and share Champion Circle Podcast. We leave you with this word from Acts 20:32. Now I entrust you to God, whose gracious truth is transformational and able to rebuild your character to be like Christ, and give you the promised inheritance of eternal life, joining all those who are fully healed. See you next time.